The First of Samuel, Chapter 1. Now there was a man of Ramathaim Zophim of the mountainous region of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was named Hannah, and the other was named Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. That man went up from his city year after year to worship and to sacrifice to Jehovah of armies in Shiloh. That is where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, served as priests to Jehovah. One day, when Elkanah offered a sacrifice, he gave portions to his wife Peninnah, as well as to all her sons and her daughters. But to Hannah he gave a special portion, because Hannah was the one he loved, but Jehovah had not given her children. Moreover, her rival wife taunted her relentlessly in order to upset her, because Jehovah had not given her children. That is what she would do year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of Jehovah, her rival would taunt her so much that she would weep and not eat. But her husband Elkanah said to her,
"Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why are you so sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
Then Hannah got up, after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. At the time, Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the temple of Jehovah. Hannah was extremely bitter, and she began to pray to Jehovah and to weep uncontrollably. And she made this vow,
"O Jehovah of armies, if you look upon the affliction of your servant and remember me, and you do not forget your servant and give to your servant a male child, I will give him to Jehovah all the days of his life, and no razor will touch his head."
While she prayed for a long time before Jehovah, Eli was watching her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips were trembling, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Eli said to her,
"How long will you stay drunk? Stop drinking your wine."
At this, Hannah answered,
"No, my lord. I am a woman under great stress. I have not drunk wine or anything alcoholic, but I am pouring out my soul before Jehovah. Do not take your servant for a worthless woman, for I have been speaking until now out of my great anguish and distress."
Then Eli answered,
"Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him."
To this she said,
"Let your servant find favor in your eyes."
And the woman went on her way and ate, and her face was no longer downcast. Then they got up early in the morning and bowed before Jehovah, after which they returned to their house in Ramah. Elkanah had sexual relations with his wife Hannah, and Jehovah gave attention to her. Within a year, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son and named him Samuel, because, as she said,
"It is from Jehovah that I have asked him."
In time, Elkanah went up with all his household to offer the yearly sacrifice to Jehovah and to present his vow offering. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband,
"As soon as the boy is weaned, I will bring him. Then he will appear before Jehovah and remain there from then on."
Elkanah, her husband, then said to her,
"Do what you think is best. Stay at home until you wean him. May Jehovah carry out what you have said."
So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she weaned him. As soon as she had weaned him, she took him up to Shiloh, along with a 3-year-old bull, 1 ephah of flour, and a large jar of wine, and she came to the house of Jehovah in Shiloh and brought the young boy with her. Then they slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to Eli. With that she said,
"Pardon me, my lord. As surely as you live, my lord, I am the woman who was standing with you in this place to pray to Jehovah. It was for this boy that I prayed, and Jehovah granted my petition that I asked of him. I, in turn, now lend him to Jehovah. For all his days, he is lent to Jehovah.
And he bowed down there to Jehovah.